Shinyan Gimel, we did Sif Beis in conjunction with Sif Aleph. We did not do Mishaburas on Sif Beis yet. So let me do Mishabura Sif Kot L'Chav, which is the first Mishabura on Sif Kot Sif Beis. So we said over here that this Nagar, which was a type of a post that you would stick into the ground behind the door to keep the door in place. So we have a concern that when you put it into the ground, it looks like you're trying to build something by sticking it into the ground. So we said, Kol Nagar. So we said before in Sif Aleph, we differentiated between a Nagar which has a bulb on the top, so it could be technically used like the pestle of a mortar and pestle, or just a plain stick. So this halacha over here in Sif Beis is even in the case where it has a gustra. Even though it has a glustera and it's also kosher, which we said before, that to use a nagar, it's only mutter if it's kosher. We're saying even so, but if it's going to go into the ground, it's a problem. Okay, that.
What's even if a nagar has a glustera?
We said that you cannot force the nagar into a hole in the ground because it looks like you're doing brina, even though the top is bulbous and it looks like it could be used as a pestle. This issur still applies. Mishabura chavalef.
Thank you.
Well, avo. We said if it's difficult, if there is a doorstep and there's a hole in the doorstep, which allows for this nagar to be placed inside, but it's not going in, it's not penetrating into the ground, that's when it's mutter. If it was going to penetrate into the ground, it's also. So the mishabura, the imasul beis yad, he makes some type of a handle to it. For this type of thing, the handle would be a bulb on top. So that's the case of glustera. He says no. The difference is over there, that's how the stick came. The stick came, the top of it was bulbous, and over here, you simply added this on to allow you to grab the stick more easily. So then, if you do that with the intention of making it easier to use, that's why you're putting it there. So then, mukha to klihu. So even if it's going to penetrate into the ground, it doesn't look like barna. Why? Because we don't normally take our hammers and stick them into the ground. So even if you did, obviously the point is you just want to leave it there for a short period of time. You're going to take it out afterwards. So this becomes the equivalent of that type of thing. And furthermore, I feel in a kosher. And that once that's true, we said before, there's a condition that's only mutter if it's tied. Once this is true, that you made it into this kli specifically for this purpose, even if it's not tied and attached to the where the door is, so it's still going to be mutter to use it. And even to push it down into the ground. But the last Rashi, heter filu. So the Gra says that from Rashi, Rashi and the Tur, they hold that even if you made it into a kli like we're just discussing right now, once it's penetrating into the ground, it's usur. Okay, fine. If it's nifcha haiskufa. Now, pimitkila osa chalal bakarka. If you dug originally a hole, makam shen nagar yeh roish shishom, the place where the end of the nagar to be placed. Venemoshim nekam ba'oritz, and now when you're pushing it in, you're not making any larger hole. You're not extending the hole. So then, in itzav, that's okay. That's the equivalent of if you made an opening in the iskufa to hold it. So you made an opening in the ground to hold it, but it doesn't look like you're penetrating into the ground. Was that nicha? Once that's true, that I just told you the case is mutter. Now I have an answer They put holes in the wall. They have the briach, which is the cross beam, and they put it into these holes. It goes from one end to the other. Why is that a problem? This problem that it's penetrating into the ground, it's penetrating into the wall, should be the same problem. So why is it mutter? Because you made the holes of yours specifically for this purpose. So it doesn't. People don't perceive it as that you're adding on to the building. People perceive it as you're using the hole, which is there already. Okay, and these
holes in the wall.
You have a crossbeam. You'd have like a place where it would go into the wall here, and a place would go into the wall on that side. And that's how it would hold it in place. So the chur, you're putting it into the wall.
Oh, Mr. Mervis and Adam gave.
Okay.
Father's Day.
Right near it. The Kimish Oysa Tabashal Barzal Bemsa Briya. Furthermore, the way they use this Briya is they put a metal ring in the middle. But Oysan Besha Psicha Benila, you would put your finger through and use that to pull it in and out. Which we just quoted before and said that according to the Beis Yosef, that's mutter. So you have an advantage over here. The reason why it's not just a piece, it's a cross beam of wood, it has a handle attached to it now. That's a whole different ballgame. The mutter, afilu beinu kosher, afilu benifchasa hiskufa. I said before that the gros machmer, afilu ladasa gros. But even according to Rashi and the Torah, if you add the first argument, that over here it was made the chetkila for this purpose, and that's the argument of the Taz, so it's not, it doesn't look like you're sticking it into the wall. It looks like you're adding onto the wall. No, it doesn't. It looks like I'm using the hole, which was put there through taking the thing in and out. So the base yad, in conjunction with the fact that it's in a hole which was made for that purpose, is more kulodik. Gimel, sif gimel, rechavas achari habatim. So they had the road, they had the chutz in front of the house, and then they would go to the mobi, etc. The area behind the house was not used. It was for storage type of things, and once in a while, a person would go out through the back door. Through the back door to the Rechava. So it's called Rechava Shachari Abatim. So the more it discusses that this is something which people would not go there on a regular basis. So now the door that you're using to as the door of that doorway, say if it turns on a hinge, it's a door. But if it's something which we're discussing, you would take the whole thing out and put the whole thing back in. And the hatch is because people see you using it regularly, so people understand it's not adding up to the binyan, it's just a door. Yeah, but over here it can sit for weeks without taking it in and out. So it looks like you're adding up to the binyan. Okay. If also delas lepiska, shetolav b'machzela shalkadim, if you put a door, or you put a mat made out of reeds, v'chein pirtza shegodra b'koitzim kein delas, or if you had a pirtza in a wall, which you closed up with this type of woven thorns. Okay. You would take bundles of thorns and sort of put them together and close it up, the opening. Imeishlam tzir. So if it has a pin that it turns on, a hinge. Pir tzir noikwin hadelis. So the way he describes it, it was that at the you'd have a sharp piece of wood at the bottom, which you would push down into the ground, and now the door can turn on that pivot on that pin, opening and closing. So it's clear that its purpose is not just, it's not a piece of wood which you're adding onto the binyan, because you put this thing there which is going to allow it to pivot back and forth. So it's a door. It's not a piece of wood closing up a hole in your building. Okay. Furthermore, I feel ein lehem atot tzir, el shahoyer lehem tzir, even if the tzir fell off, It's not there anymore. But if originally, when this thing, and it's still nicker that there was a seer there, so it's understood for people that this functions as a door, not as a board to board up your hole, which we would call building. So noilim, you can use them to close the hole. Even with the way you use them is when you open up the opening, you take the whole piece of wood out and you lie it down. So it's nigger ba'aretz, but it's not being used. It's lying on the ground. So that's still mutter, but only rosh kasher utzlam little behem. But they're still. If you're going to take it off totally, it's not attached at all. Take it and put it off to the side. And then when you're finished, take this piece of wood and stick it back in. That's us, even though it has it seared. But if you don't do that, even when it's taken off, it's still attached over here. It's tied on over here, even though it lies on the ground. But since it's attached, people understand that this is a door to use to fill up that hallway. It's not going up.
To what? Fill up what? The hole?
Okay, so it doesn't look like Baina because you see that it has this pin that it pivots on, which is means it's a door. So the Ramah B'Koshkin, so if it has a tzir still, it's for sure mutter. But we have a new problem. So forget about it looks like Baina by sticking this piece of wood in the hole. But my door came out of the cup, which is made to hold the pin. Am I allowed to put the door back into that cup? Maybe that's a form of bone itself. I'm making it the door usable by sticking it into the cup. So Ramo says, well, Vachalo Yaksar Tsirlam Karmai, Kadarshi is barley come on the sim and tough compute test. But to put the tear back into its place, that itself might be problematic. So in the case where it came out.
Putting the seer back into the door, or putting the door back into the hole.
The mashmos of the sukkah there was putting the pin back into the hole, into the cup itself is problematic. Even though the lashon over here sounds like yisper yachzot seer lim karmoi, that's not very clear what that means. But over there is mashman, it's talking about putting it back into the hole. Amen lehem seer. But if it does not have a tzir right now, well, it never had a tzir. So then, Bishlam, this is a door which is constantly used, so you wouldn't mistake it as anything other than a door, because it's constantly being taken in and out, in and out, in and out. But over here, it's not being taken out in and out constantly. So we require a higher level of heker that it's not going to. So what do you require? In Erlo Bem Elim Kein Hoyo Gevoyman Oritz, it's that they that when you would take them out, they don't lay on the ground totally. The rope keeps them off the ground a little bit. So obviously, if it's just a piece of wood, like why is this thing hanging here? It's a piece of wood. But if it's the reason why it's hanging there is because it's supposed to be available to use for the purpose of closing and opening the cut, filling the opening, and then etc. It's clear its function is to be like a door. Pesach also the Knesset, you see a Torah, Nolan boy fill the hoyalim sir me yardlam behu nigra. But if it's for an opening was used constantly, that's in the front, even though it never had a seer, and it's not hanging there, it means you take it off, you put the piece of wood, the board off to the side. That still you're allowed to be posech with no, and we'll see more in Sif Dalet some more conditions that you have to meet to make it mutter. But so the fact that it's used constantly plays a significant role in its hatter. Okay, mishaburach of gimel tader. So it's not used regularly. But some of alkein ain't also li posech el zmanim rechaykim. If the door is only opened irregularly, in general, you don't go out there. So when you put this board in the house, it looks like you're doing baina. Unless you meet this criteria over here, which makes it obvious that it's not a piece of wood there to fill up a hole in your house, and then you're doing bina, but rather it's using a door. Another example was a mechitz shagadim kaitzim. Shestama b'chavila b'chavila shal kaitzim. You filled up the gap with these bundles of kaitzim, asuya ke'ein dalis, which are shaped in the form of like a door. So sometimes you would take it out, you want to put it back in. Now, I can't picture what it looks like. I'm not sure what it looks like. But the reason why it's here is not just stuffing bundles. That's not our conversation. It's doors, not bundles and openings. So he's saying it was made in the shape of a door. So after that, I'm not sure exactly. I picture exactly why people did it, etc. Anyway, so we had a tzir. So then. Where is it going on? Okay. Even if it doesn't have a tzir right now, but it had once upon a time. It has to be still noticeable from looking at the item that it had a tzir once upon a time. So then it's mutter, even though they're lying on the ground, as long as they are attached. Okay, you put it there with intent to use it for closing the door, closing the space. Okay, therefore that you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Even though when you take them out, it's not suspended in there, it's lying on the ground. It's only when you're using it to close, you pick it up and stand it up and fill up the gap. Since they're attached there, so you have the fact that it has a mile of hekker tzir. It has a tzir now, or it had once upon a time. A, and B, it's attached, even though it's lying on the ground. That's good enough to use it on Shabbos. But if it did not have a tzir, then it's only mutter, but it's kevayim in haaretz. Or some are shahayik shuris, so that means that they're attached. And they're hanging, they're suspended. Binyan sha'af kishapos, so they don't need gross baritz. So even when you take them out of the doorway, it's not this piece of wood which you end up lying on the ground. The rope which is holding it in place holds it suspended in the air. Okay. Meila, Vafila Hengivayim and Oritz, Rakamalanimi, even though it's only being held suspended slightly, just off the ground slightly, but that's enough to matter. But Tom, Shashu and Nirakabayna ben Ilazu, it doesn't look like Baina because why is this thing hanging in the air over here? Obviously, it's here because it's what's here specifically be used to be open and to fill and unfill this opening. They're attached to and they're attached well. They don't lie down on the ground. It means that we look at that; that's still attached. So that's good enough to be matur. So you have two ways to be matur: it either because there's hekat tzir, or because it's totally in a way that it's not nigger boards. Then he said, but however, a pesach which is made for kenisa b'tzir tolir. So there, even though it has both problems, it doesn't have hekatsir and it's nigger boritz, it's still mutter. The rechava shachori batim, which is used only occasionally, either one of these is enough to be matter. You don't need both. Which means the front door, which is used regularly, I don't need either of them. So even though it's a piece of wood which I take out and I put it off to the side, it's not attached at all. I just put it off to the side. It's not nigger boritz, it's not much nigger boritz. Now, do you need that it should be attached? So that's what Mishabur is going to grapple with. Pesach Ozi, Chavches, Kishima Shemishtam Shema Toder, Choyadim Shal Delasi Yasuya Beloi Mexica Burna. I'm taking it in and out of the doorway multiple times in one day. So people understand, I'm not adding on to the binyan every time. I'm just filling up the hole as a door, and I'll take it out afterwards. Hu Nigger, or it's Kishapoiska, it's lying on the ground when you open it up. You do need it to be attached. Even though it's not attached in the way that it's being suspended. The rope is long enough that when you take it out, you just lie down on the ground. But it's roped together, it's attached together. It's not attached at all. So I'm just going to take the piece of wood out, put it off to the side totally, lie it down. There's no tzir. It's not kosher. It's thinker or it's alach esroinus. But since it's used constantly in and out, people understand it's a door. It's not poinim. But im yeshlem iskufa, you do need. There should be a doorstep. So it's clear that this is made to be not. It's not a hole in your wall. It's a doorway. Haraya, there's a doorstep. So I need that. And you can make So we're going to be make more than the lashon hamechaber, which Masha used to need. It should be kosher. You don't need kosher at all, but you do need. There should be any scoop. Okay, Dalit. So in general, their doors were made out of more than one piece of wood. To make a door, wouldn't be a piece of wood. Just looks like, again, you're taking a board and you're boarding up your hole. If it's made out of multiple pieces of wood, it looks like you made some type of a usable type of item to close the door with. That's it. If it's made out of one piece of wood, so that's a problem. It's less obvious that it's a door. It doesn't have a doorstep. And when you open the door, so you just take it away and put it out of the doorway totally. So that's what happens. So for that, tzir is not sufficient because made out of luch echad. Or avodelus assumi kroshim harbe is shori. So once there's an iskufa, even though your mamash take it out, it's not attached at all. That's the Mishnah recorded before. The Rambam says even though it's mamash, once it looks like a door, because the door is made out of multiple pieces of wood, it looks like a door. The fact that you take it out mamash, you just lie it off to the side, it's mutter, it looks like a door. We're talking about a place which is used regularly to go in and out. What about the following scenario? Instead of attaching these multiple pieces of wood together, you would actually have like some type of an indentation up on top, which will allow you just to push the boards in place. So you have 5-10 boards and vertical boards, and you would snap them into place by pushing in. There's a place in the bottom, a place on top where they would hold the board. So now you close your door by putting in these 5 pieces of wood or 10 pieces of wood. So you took these pieces of wood, these 2x4s, or these 1x4s, and you'd push them into place. And each one had an indentation on top and bottom that they would fit into. So I said before, the door is defined by the fact that it has multiple pieces of wood. This only has one piece of wood. Yeah, but that's the case where it's one big piece of wood for the whole doorway. Over here, there's multiple pieces of wood for the doorway, so that doesn't make it a problem. And then we argue there's the equivalent of Hecker's here because it's made that it has this snap into place type of thing, etc. So people understand its goal is not to, you're not being boy, no, you're just closing and opening. Your access way. Mishabrut Lahmed. Delos Osir. Haino, Fish Ain look to Kuni Delos. Yashar to Losses. It looks just like a board. It doesn't look like a door. Therefore, Havik Estima Bama, it just looks like you're closing up a hole. Minira Kabaina. Mari cannot feel it, but Pesach Osir like Knisa be Tzia to the Tudor. Even though this is an opening, this is a doorway which is used regularly, but this piece of wood, this looks like a piece of wood, a board that you're boarding up the hole. But let's say it's not Miluach Echad. If it is Luach Echad, or it doesn't have any skufa. So it sounds like from the Machaber, either one is problematic. If it's luach echad, it's a problem even though there is any skufa, and if it's multiple luachos, it's a problem even though there's not, as long as it's still a problem if there's no skufa. Either one is problematic. So the Mishabura, It's only problem if both are problematic. The whole time it's a problem is when you have both problems. A, there's no iskufa, there's no doorstep, it looks like a hole. And B, it's one piece of wood. So you say, what is this? This is the board of your hole. Right, that's what it looks like. Okay. So since this is a doorway which is used regularly, but that itself it makes it more obvious that it's a door, so you can be sameach on the Rambam. The only time it's a problem is when you have both things. It's luach echad and there's no iskufa. Until then it's mutter. And we said if it doesn't have any skufa, and therefore when you're paiseach it, you're sharm with it. Mishabur alami beis. Mashmi said, afilu the humairi v'sheinu kashura. So the point over here was, you just sharm with it, you just pull it out and put it off to the side. It's not attached. So as it sounds like, alam hikshura tzulya. So if you have a case where it is attached, and it's suspended in the air, when you take it off, it doesn't lay on the ground totally. Even though it is dragging, it's not suspended totally in the air, one end is dragging on the ground. Even though it's luach echad and there's no iskufa, but since it's kosher and totally, that is enough to be matarin. So we have multiple ways to be matarin this thing. We have these iskufas enough to be matarin, according to the Rambam. We have that multiple luchas, and we have the fact that if it's going to be either, if it has neither of those, but if it's kosher and totally, that's also matarin. But behind him, Mishum the Khan Mari Pesach Osi the Knesset we see Tatar. We're all talking about a door which is used regularly. So he said, it's made for Kosham Harbi. It's much a little more says, even though you're sharmented. Hadash Shaina Kshura cloud, it's not attached at all. Mamish, you just take the whole thing out and put it off to the side. Still, it's mutter because it's made of multiple luchas, that makes it look like a door. And it's a pesach which also seems to be tira tater, so that's good enough. Avshein lo tkunei gloss is correct. It doesn't look like a door. Vanim mishum the kan mar pesach also seems to be tira tater. It's constantly used for going in and out, and it's multiple luchos. That's enough to be matter. Even though you're shemitah, I went back to the wrong line. Hanoshein akshur klav. I'm going to have the reish sif gimel bedela shel rechav shagam. He, Mr. Masur Kishar Delos, it's made like a Delos. For Hachim Achmarinan, Shei Kosher Batol, you need over there, Shei Kosher Lumi Bajan. Hachim Arabic Pesach, Shehu also the Knesset of Yitzir Atodar, Bechanao, Mr. Le Bezed, the Blabin Kosher Klau, Kosher Kosher, Mr. Kosher Chabtes. So over here it's better, you don't need Kosher because it's made for Knesset of Yitzir constantly. Then we said a case of the Chakika Lamala Lamata. So that chakika functions like this kufa. It indicates the fact that there's something there made, that's how you use it in the house. So it's nicker that this is a door, this is a doorway, not just a hole. Like this kufa does for you. Shadinim Kedalis. There's not attached together like a door. Each 2x4 goes into its place separately. So each one is like a doorway. It's a one board thing, which is aser. No, it's not one board. It's multiple boards. Are they not attached? Yeah, but the way you close this not with one board, with multiple boards. When you're boarding up your house, you use the board. You don't use these 2x4s to fill it up. So. Since it's not luach echad, it's mutter. Because some of the other credim and sadam lahakal af the luach echad kibushesh iskufa b'asuk tinsav yitziyatar. As long as it's made for regular use, if it has any iskufa, it's mutter, even though it's luach echad. That was the Rambam before. The Rambam said it's only a problem when both are true. It's luach echad. There's no iskufa. It's a problem. It's luach echad with an iskufa. It's mutter. Okay. So we're moving away from doors of houses into doors of cabinets. But these are freestanding cabinets. They weren't attached to the house. Sheet of table middle, these are different types of containers made out of wood in different shapes. So you would store things in them. So you had a door to get in and out. The door is not on top, the door is on the side. And there's a pin on top, a pin on the bottom. So the pin on top and the pin on the bottom go into the holes in the thing. That's how the door opens and closes. So if the bottom one came out, you want to put it back in? So now I have a new problem. I'm putting it back in. They're not really doing anything. It's not really broken. It's not really doing anything. It's just, it's going to come out again eventually. So you didn't really fix the problem. And for now, it's back in there. And it's not really. But, because I'll ask it, it's Shem and Yiska. The friend of the person doesn't want it to come out again. So he's going to nail it in. And that's an act either of Makba Patish. You're, as it were, recognizing that what you made is efficient and it needs a little more work. And the more work that it needs is to guarantee that the door is going to stay in place by adding these nails. So that would be makapatish. Alternatively, even though we have a rule in binyan b'kalim, but a binyan gomer applies to kalim. So it would be considered b'ayna. So, so that's what came out totally. But if it came out only slightly, you can push it back in. This is all in the following condition. The top pin is still in place. So then, pushing the bottom pin back in place, if it didn't come out totally, is mutter. But but once the top one comes out, it's very hard to get it into place because the whole thing is like tilting away from the top. Gravity is working against you very strongly when the top pin comes out. So that situation is much more difficult. That's called boina, putting it back in, and you can't get involved in that.
Well, putting the top in
there? Right. Mishabura, Laman Zayin. So it has two tzirim, echelamala, echelamata. Mieshkar, b'miftin, shatzir, nichlis, b'stoichai. And there's a hole in the bottom, which the hole of the door goes into. And you have correspondingly a hole on top where the upper pin goes into. So so now they came out on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? So if the bottom one came out, you say you can't do it, because put it back in Shema Yiska. Because if you're going to do it, you're going to attach it tightly. I guess the point of the sakin is you'll use it like a spike to hold it in place. If you say those are spikes, nails, so you can oid lots of mishum, this one will come out again. So if the door is on the side, so it's moving. It's just swings on that hinge, so I can put in the bottom one tightly, and still open my kalim. But if the way it works is if this is the opening, it's in the middle, and I have a pin here and a pin here, and it turns in the middle. It's going. If I put these pins there, they're going to block the turning process, so there's less of a gzeira of Shema Yiska. Filhachi Osir. So Mor says the Mina Emsa really should be better than Mina Tzad, but Chazal Asad, the gzeira of Emsa, Otto Mina Tzad. And again, this is all gzeira, that would be gzeira of the gzeira, but Chazal says it's Kulachad, the Mor actually said this is Kulachad of gzeira. Now, if you have a shalom, Shemi Barzal, also Lazar, the law say, Kalim, the gzeira of Shema Yira, Shatsir, and Batuko Yafa, Yichabra, Yisuma Masmer. So there was apparently made out of wood, and there was more of this chashash of Shema Yiska, etc. Ours are made out of metal, There's less of this chashash Hashem Yiska, but we do see it sometimes that if it doesn't look like it's attached well, you're going to nail it in. So, therefore, it's awesome. Now, if you also alien, I say who knows for the gamri, so gamma the chika also kamar chazar. So even just pushing it back into place is going to be problematic because of this gazera. Now, the Sharatian and Chavzayin says he wants to know if this act of being doichikit is the rice of the rabbanon. Vim who made a rice of the rabbanon. This issue, whether it's the rice of the rabbanon, is totally b'shitas Rashi b'tayis his ayin shot. So he wants to make a totally in the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. How to learn up the Gemara? Fine. What do we got? 25 minutes is 25, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. A little more time.
What's dependent on Rashi Tosis Machlokes?
Whether to write the Drabana.
Whether to write the Drabana. The Machlokes over there in the Gemara and Beya, exactly what the case of the Tzir, how the Tzir is made, etc. I don't remember the details of it.
Bait?
It's more in Bay.
Not Chad.
The main Gemara is more in Bay, yeah. Mita Shal Prakim. So now we're moving away from the house. We moved away from these boxes, these cabinets. We're moving now into putting together Kalim. So I have this portable bed. It's made out of pieces. And I want to put them together. So it's also Lachzir or Lahatka. You can't put them together. Tightly, in talka chayav katas. If a person will do it to the point of tekiya, of extreme, you know, with some type of a nail holding in place, so then it's chayav katas. Now, the way talka means is with a nail. That is what Rashi's mash in multiple places. That talka means with some type of a nail. Not just doesn't just mean putting it in tightly. But there are other rishonim which are mashmah that just putting it tightly would also be chayav katas.
What about screwing? I mean,
screwing,
you know,
is the same thing.
I don't mean like with a screw, but I mean it's that's the way it's made. The pieces are made.
We're going to get to that. I'm sure we'll talk about that. Midark aliyas refuya. If the way it was always used, it was used when it's loose. So I'm not afraid you're going to be taka, because why should we talk? It's always used loosely. So then. So the act of putting it together alone is not considered boyna because it's loose. The gzera that you might be talka is not there because it's there because you use it loosely. So mutar the chatchila. Now you'll notice that the mechaber did not say these words dark aliyos. The mechaber said ibim he refuya mutar the chatchila. The Ramah added dark aliyos refuya. So mechaber sounds like as long as you do it loosely, it's mutar even if it's not regularly used loosely. It's the only case which is also because the fact that Bedafka doing it loosely, which is not the normal way of doing it, that itself reminds you not to tighten it too much. But something which the standard derech is to do tightly, even if it's not the madrega putting in a yosef, but you can't do that because you might put a yosef. Now there are more at Muvatsal Yahadek. This is only mutter if you do it loosely. Fine. Okay, so Kershal Prokim, you have this keli made out of pieces. Mutar lafarker lachziroi b'Shabbos. She's allowed to take it apart, put it back together again on Shabbos. There's no gzera shem yiska. Okay. In general, it's not put together so tightly because it's made to take it, put together and take apart. And therefore, it's mutar yesh b'sharmer shadina kois dina mita. Someone disagrees. Say, no, the same way you have to mark by the case of the mita, you have to mark by the case of the kois.
The coast that comes apart has pieces.
Hagav in dark elias mahudik. Abishachshav rafu is also, but something which is normally put together tightly, even though you put together loosely, that's not enough of a hecker to make it. Let's hold it here.